listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2855 Brighton Street. That's our new address in Port St. Lucie, 34953. Along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad that the Lord thought enough of us to allow us to get up this morning and put breath in this old clay body. And while I'm upright, while I'm able to walk, able to talk, able to breathe, guess what? I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. This is a day, and I thank God that he allowed us to see a day that we have never seen before. Yes, and again, our new address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can call me at 561-718-2361. You can send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com, and we will answer all prayer requests. And I know if we pray, I know God will answer the prayers. He says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Prayers of a fervent righteous man availeth much. Somebody who knows how to get in contact with the Lord. And if you're looking for a good church home and don't have a church home, come visit us tomorrow. Sunday school started at 11 a.m. and morning service started at 12. And we know tomorrow is Father's Day. So I will say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there in radio land. And I will be preaching tomorrow. I have a good message for the fathers. And the title is The Role of a Father. Yes, yes, yes. We need to know our role. And what God had given us the role. And what charge he have given us. How we should treat our family. Yes, 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 yes. It is, will be a good day. Yes, and I just want to thank everybody for the prayers for my wife, who had our surgery on Thursday, and she's doing well. Thank God for that, because we know God is a healer. One thing that I know, God said he would heal us, but he never told us how he would do it. And no matter whether it's a miracle, whether it's done through man, it's still in God's hand. And we know that God, we know Jesus is the doctor, chief physician, and we know the Holy Ghost is the anesthesia, and we know that the Holy Ghost is a nurse that was in that room with my wife, and I thank God. I thank God that he allowed her to come home, and we or she is doing well. And today's subject, we're going to talk about a subject I think that we really need to get into and people need to know. And the subject is spiritual gifts. Do you know your spiritual gift? Do you know the difference between a gift and a calling? Some people get their gift mixed up with their calling. Spiritual gift. And the Bible tells us we have all have spiritual gifts is by given by the Holy Spirit. And that should create a balance in the church and provide us all the skills and the spiritual ability need to give to the church. We need to study the scripture on this subject and to learn about these gifts and find out what our gifts are. Then we can practice them in one body. Spiritual gift. Now, I know God has given a lot of spiritual gifts. And right now, I know that somebody, God has given the spiritual gift. I know that somebody right now is sitting down on the gift of God. God did not give you that gift for you to sit down. God gave you that gift so that you can use it, so that he may get the glory out of what you do. I know sometimes people look at other folks and how they are gifted to sing and gifted to preach and gifted to prophesize and gifted to do different things, and they may have the same gift, but you may feel like you're not worthy enough. You may not feel like you're not worthy enough to use the gift that God has given you. And we got to be able to use the gift in your way, not the way somebody else do it, not the way Jake's preach or Cliff O'Dollar preach, not the way anybody else preach. But you got to preach the way God tell you to preach. And I used to have that problem when I first started out preaching. I wanted to preach like everybody else. I want to get everybody hooped up, hauled up, and just get have a good time. But yet and still, God give us a certain way that we need to learn how. So we need to do it our way and not try to mimic nobody else. Spiritual gifts. Do you know your gifts? Or are you confused with your calling and your gifts together? So now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to start with verse number 1. And it says, now concerning gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You need not to be ignorant about your gift. Because as God gave it, God gave it to you for a reason. He gave you for a purpose. And we need to learn how to use the gifts that God has given us. And you know that you are Gentiles, carried away unto dumb idols, even as you was led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaks by the Spirit, accused, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Spirit in you in order to call on Jesus. Now, we know that they are diverse gifts, but the same Spirit. A lot of gifts, but one Spirit. A whole bunch of gifts, but you get your gift from one Spirit. You can't buy your gift. You can't go out and acquire a gift, but you must know what a gift is. And there are different administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diverses or operations, but in the same God which work in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit within. For now, let's get into the gifts. For one is given by the Spirit. Now here's a gift, a word of wisdom. Wow. Wisdom is a gift. So we got to understand and know what is a gift. And a gift, when somebody gives you something, don't charge you for it. You don't have to pay it. You really don't deserve it, but they just, out of the goodness of their heart, because they love you, they just give you a gift. They may give you a gift, say like perfumes or earrings or pair of shoes or give you a suit. They say, hey, I thought about you. I brought this suit. Here's a gift. Wow. You didn't ask for it. You didn't buy it. So what God give us is free. It's a free gift. Wisdom is free. And God give us that gift of wisdom. And another one, he gave us the knowledge by the same Spirit. Here's another gift that God give us is knowledge. I know somebody think, you know, I got all A's and I got a doctorate and PhD and all that, but it's a gift from God to give you knowledge. It's a gift. You didn't earn it. You didn't buy it. You can't buy knowledge, but it's a gift that God give us. For to one is given by the Spirit another gift, and that is faith. Ain't that amazing? Faith is a gift by God, by the same Spirit. It takes the Spirit of God to give us faith. It takes the Spirit of God to give us hope. It takes the Spirit of God for us to believe in something that we have never seen before. It takes the Spirit of God, the power of God, in order for us to have this gift of faith. Now, I want somebody to tell me where you can buy faith at. You ever thought about faith as just a free gift that God given you just because he loves you? So in order to attain faith, it's by the Spirit of God. You have to believe on Jesus Christ. And it takes the Spirit of God in order to open up our wisdom and knowledge so that we can know who Jesus Christ is. Oh, my God. Wow. Just to know, just to have faith. When I read that, man, it kind of like messed up my thinking. I thought faith was some other, but faith is a gift that God given to you just because he loved you. What store can you go buy faith in? Faith is a gift. Now, here's another gift that God given us. And some people, I think, use this and abuse this, but we have healing. It's another gift. The power of God is on the inside of you. And when you lay hands on someone, guess what? You're able to heal by the Spirit of God. Healing is a gift. Everybody can heal. But God give us that gift so that we should be able to use that gift so that God may be able to get the glory out of every gift that we have. The gifts of God is not to be abused or misused, but to be used for the sole purpose of what God has given us, that gift. But some of us take our gifts and try to work those gifts to our benefits. Some of us got the gift and we forget where the gifts come from. And guess what we try to do now? We're trying to say that it is our ability. But it's not your ability. It's the ability of the Spirit of God that gives you the gift of healing. Now, here's another gift. The workings of miracles. That's another gift. Wow. Ain't God good? Woo. Ain't he wonderful, y'all? Giving us all these wonderful gifts. Laying all these gifts right at our hands so that we are able to use these gifts that God has given us. Now, here's another gift. Believe this or not. Prophecy is another gift. Prophecy. So for those of you who out there who prophesize by the Spirit of God, it's not by your ability, but it's by the ability of the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you that gives you that gift so that you may be able to prophesy the Word of God. Now, we have a lot of people that try to misuse this prophecy and try to make a gain or try to make a living off of prophesying to the children of God. That's why I have a problem when somebody comes to Port St. Lucie and calls themselves to be a prophet. But yet instead you got to go down to the Holiday Inn and stand in line and bring your money in order to get the Word of God. There's something wrong with that, church. If you're such a great prophet, you need to come to town and find a church that you can hook up with and go in there and give somebody the Word of God. The Word of God is free. It don't cost you to pick up your Bible and read the Word of God. And the reason why I understand why they do that, because everybody is looking for a word from God. Everybody want to know what God got to say. Well, let me tell you what God got to say. All you got to do is take the dust off your Bible, turn the pages, put your glasses on, and begin to read the Word of God, and God will speak to you right then and there. And if you really think about it, if we do have a real prophet that comes to town, he's not going to tell you where your husband is, or he's not going to tell you where your wife is, or he's not going to tell you where your raise is, or where your next car. He's going to come, thus says the Lord. Because when God sends a prophet, that means something is in the house that's not right. Go back to the Old Testament and begin to read. When the prophet came to the children of God, they start running and hide because they know that God was sending them a warning. Come on, somebody. Read your Bible. You always want, your ears is always on the itching. And I hear that a lot when I go to different churches. Oh, you got a word for me? Yeah, read your Bible. That's the only word I can give you. And you get a lot of people that try to prophesy and try to make up stuff. If God give me a prophecy for someone, then I will tell you. If God don't give me the thing, I tell you, I'll be frank with you. God ain't gave me the word for you. So I'm not going to sit there and lie to you and try to make up something and say things and stuff that's not right. And when it don't come to pass, now you're going to call me a liar. Now you're going to make God look bad. Prophecy is a gift. And another gift is discerning spirits. The Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit to discern the spirit. In my prayer, every time I pray, I always ask God to increase my discerning spirit because I want to hear my enemies. I want to see my enemies. I want to know where my enemies are all around me. I want to know who's around me, who's for me, and who's not for me. You got to learn how to ask God to increase your discerning spirit so you can discern those that are around you. Everybody that around you is not for you. Come on, church. You got to be able to discern the difference between right and wrong. You got to be able to discern that who is going to be good for you and who's not good for you. And that way, that'll keep you out of a whole lot of trouble. Discerning spirit. I'm always asking God to sharpen my discerning ear because I want to hear my enemies. I'm always asking God to sharpen my eyes so I can discern who I'm looking at. This is another gift that God has given us. And another gift is diverse kinds of tongue. All kinds of tongue, all kinds of language. Like on the day of Pentecost, when they come out of the upper room and they thought they was in there drinking wine. Say, hey, it's just 9 o'clock in the morning. These folks ain't they drunk already. So Peter said, we ain't drunk. We just full of the Holy Ghost. Because we had a communion with God. We was all on one accord in that room in there. And man, you should have been in there with us. Because something happened in there like we had never seen before. The power of God came upon us. Oh my God. And he began to lay tongues on us like fire. And they began to speak in everybody's language. And everybody was able to understand what they were saying. Diverse of tongues. It's a gift. So now, let's get these tongues straightened out. Because I have heard that people will have a school to teach you and speaking in tongues. Can't nobody teach you speaking in tongues. You can say hunda all you want them. They ain't speaking in tongues. Tongues can't come about when the Spirit give you the utterance to speak in tongues. You can't go to no class and can't nobody put no slides up and tell you how to speak in tongues. There are two types of tongue. You got one tongue that's supposed to edify the body. When a person in the church, and if they're in order, begin to get up and speak in tongue, then God gave somebody else another gift, and that is interpretation of the tongue. Somebody should be able to get up and interpret what the person spoke in tongue. I hear them all the time. Now, all these preachers. Every time they preach, they'll speak in tongues. Some tongues is a heavenly body. That is between you and God. I know some preachers are going to get hot with me, but I don't care. I got to tell it like it is. Speaking in tongues is a gift that is given to us by the Spirit of God so that we can edify the body of Christ. Speaking in tongues, the other tongues, is to confuse the enemy. Because when you begin to speak, the devil don't know what you're talking about. That's between you and God. Speak, that's another gift. Interpretation. But yet we need to understand that all these gifts work together. They all work together. All work together on one accord. So now, we need to know to who or to whom are the gifts given to. We need to know the gifts that God has given us so that we don't abuse the gifts that God has given us. To whom the gifts are given to? Romans chapter 12 and verse 5 and 6. So we, talking about us, we, talking about the children of God, it ain't talking about everybody, it ain't talking about the sinners, but it's talking about we, being many as one body in Christ. It talks about the body of Christ. We, as many, there's many believers, but there's not one body. There's a lot of saints, but there ain't but one body. And we all are in Christ. We all are in Christ. Every one members one of another. We all, if we are true believers, I don't care what you put a name on your church, you can call whatever you want to call yourself. But if you're a true believer, we all are in one body, and that is Jesus Christ. We are not in no other body but Christ. Having these gifts different according to the grace, oh my God, that is given to us, whether we prophesy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or the ministry, let us wait on the ministering of he that teaches and teaches. So although we all in the same body and the gifts are different according to the grace that given to us, but if we're going to prophesy, let us prophesy according to faith. All the different gifts. Now, what is your calling? Just because you can sing real good and you're a praise singer, that don't mean that's your calling. And your calling, you could be an apostle, that's a calling. You can be a prophet, that's a calling. Evangelist, that's a calling. Pastor, that's a calling. Teacher, that's a calling. So don't get your gift mixed up with your calling. You got to know your calling in order to operate in your gift. You got to know who you are in Christ in order to do what God has called us to do. You got to know your gifts. You got to know your calling so that you can stay in the lane that God has called you to be. I know some people are hollering about, I'm a praise leader. I'm a praise singer. No. You're not a praise singer. And then some people get upset with us because we leaders and we can discern where you are. That may be your gift, but I'm not worried about your gift. I want to put you in your right calling. There's a lot of y'all sitting right now. God has called you to preach, has called you to teach, called you to evangelize, called you to be pastors, called you to be prophets. But yet and still, you sit on the gifts and the calling that God has given you. And it's sitting there and it's going dormant and dormant. And you're wondering why you're not being blessed. You're not doing what God has called you to do. Because maybe you might not feel like you're not worthy enough to do what God. If God give you the calling, guess what? He's going to give you the ability to do what he's called you to do. But you got to have faith enough Come on, somebody. You got to have faith enough to stand on the word of God and like God to use you. I thank God that I was bold for Satan. Come on now. I was out there. So why when I come to church, I got to sit down? If I was bold for Satan, I'm going to be bold for Jesus. That's the way I look at it. If you were the life of the party, why can't you be the life of the church? We got to learn the difference between our gifts and our calling so then God can use us. It's a great thing when God can just take what he has given you and you can minister to someone else and you can get someone saved. You can get someone delivered. You can get someone healed. You can mend your broken heart. It's a great thing. It's a great day that God would get the pleasure out of what the ability that he has given you. I love it. I thank God that he chose me. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it to minister. I love to prophesy. I love to just lay hands on folks and see somebody give their life to Christ. That's the greatest joy that I can do in my life, is to see somebody say, I surrender, I give up, and I want to live for Jesus. And I'm working in the body of Christ. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And we are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. You can always reach me on my cell at 561-718-2361. Come join us tomorrow. Sunday school starts at 11 a.m. and our morning service starts at 12. Now, if you're looking for a good home church, and we have Bible study on Wednesday night at 6:30, good teaching will be done, where you really can learn the word of God so that you'll know your gift and know your calling. And I just want to say thank you for the prayers of my wife. And we'll be looking forward for you tomorrow, for you to come out and join us. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, say that we love you and we'll be looking for you. Come visit us. And let's have a good time in the Lord. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
We bow down and confess you are Lord in this place. We bow down and confess.